This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah, we're in Kalim Perek Chof, Mishnah Zion. Today we'll do Chof Zion and Chof Aleph Aleph. So that's Chaz to Cha'ah. All right. Yesterday we did Perek Chof, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. Let's go. Koifis is a piece of wood. It was made out of palm tree, palm wood. I didn't know they make things out of palm wood. You make a place for sitting. And you attach it to your nidbach. Nidbach is a row of bricks. If you stuck it in, but you do not build on top of it, or you build on top of it, but you do not stick it in, it's still a tummy, it still is the medrash. It's still usable, it's functional. Masha'in kain, if you stuck it in and you built on top, it's no longer functional. It's bolted to the kaisal, maybe. I would just say it's not a kli anymore. It's bottle, you can't sit on it. It's like you destroyed it. They don't exactly say it that way, so I don't know. I'm not sure why. Similarly, a mappets, which is some sort of mat that you put on your beams. And that was what they used as a rough roof until they framed on top of it. So if you put it up, but you did not put the plaster, or you put the plaster, but you were not koveit. So again, what's the first case? You stuck it in, but not put a maziva. Put a maziva, but you did not stick it in, that's like set there. But if you stuck it, it's still tame. But if you stuck it in and you put a maziva, now it's not functional because part of the roof, I guess, and tar, it's not right for medrus anymore. If you have a bowl of some sort that you attach to a chest, a box of a chest, hard to understand what you're doing here. Why would you attach your bowl to your chest? Like, well, what are you trying to do? I don't know. I find a hard time grasping what they're trying to say. If you do it upright, it's still tar. I guess we don't look at it as part of the Shita Teva. The Shita Teva Migdal were not Makabel Tumah. Why? Because they hold 40 saw. They're clear above Amida. I think they write that here somewhere. No, doesn't say that. Yeah. It's not bottle, okay. But if you turn it upside down, then it's not functional anymore. So it's Tyra. All right, Mishnah Vav. Sudden is a sheet. A bedspread is Tumas Medrash. That's interesting. I didn't think about it that way. Okay. Now I want to use it as a curtain. So halacha is, it's not Medrash anymore. But it still has Tamei Meis. Why is it Tamei Meis? It's like a beged, because the Shamish used to wrap himself up in it. It says different things. At what stage does it get Tara? The Bishamai says, when you cut it up and you make it to size for a curtain. Basil says, when you tie hooks to the top. Bekiva says, when you hang it up. Tie hooks and hang it up. So he's in between Shita. All right. Chof, Kama, Zion. Machzalas, a mat. A mat could be used either for schach or for lying on. Discussed at length in Masechta Sukkah. Okay. If it's for schach, it's not Makabel Tumah. If it's for lying, it's Makabel Tumah's Medrash. What material is it made of? Made of reeds. So that's a din of kleitz, in those pshuti kleitz, but it's a Medrash. Fine. Okay. Now, the way you would put kanim in, you would want to put kanim l'rachva, the width-wise. It sounds like a person would lie in the blanket. Let's look at it this way, right? Okay? Here. All right. Okay? Now, imagine this is your... Your mat. Okay, this is the width-wise, right? So if I put these firm sticks that are needed to keep it steady and stable, okay? The person used to sleep this way. That was the person, okay? So you could, if the sticks are going this way, he could wrap himself up in it, right? If the sticks, though, are going this way, lengthwise, he can't wrap himself. That's how I understood it. Am I right? Let me read it again. Machzelis is made for sleeping. Was made the width of a man's height. Yeah. You would put your length of your body on the width of the machzelis. So you and I would think, you know, you go like this, length to length. No, this was length to width. This is the human on the width. Okay. And you put the beams this way. And you would put space between them. That would be enough room for your body. You wouldn't have to lie directly. I guess you want to wrap yourself in it. I assume you'd roll it up and wrap yourself. But let's say you made the Kanim Archa. Okay. So you put it this way. You put the beams this way. I need a different, I don't know. You put the beams this way. Tyra. Why? You can't lie on it. Oh, that's what they're saying. Oh, okay. Now, they're saying a little different than me. They're saying like this. If the beams are this way, I lie this way. So I'll find a space in between beams that can be comfortable. Okay? There's beams going across here. And I'll find a space in between I'll lie on. Now, shaking if the beams are this way, there's no way for me to lie on it. Okay, anywhere you're going to lie, you're going to be lying on the beams. And it's not very comfortable, apparently. So then it's Tahira. It's not made to sleep on. It's made, obviously, for Sichoch, and it's not Mekabel Tumah. Okay, okay. So you don't have to say that they rolled it up. That was a mistake. Chomimai Mrim. No. Achias Kiminki. They say no. Why? You could sleep the other way. So you put the what? You put the beams this way? So sleep this way. And find yourself in between beams. There's always an Eitzah. When is it not an Eitzah? When you make a key. What is a key? So two pshatim they learn. Either that you made two U, like a U shape, so therefore it's impossible to avoid it, or you made an X shape. I don't know why they have to say you made several U's. I'm not sure why they say that. The Rav says that? No, he doesn't say that. That's what they say. Okay. I'll just say the key is the X. Awesome, the Rachva. You put it the right way, but there's not four tefachim in between. There's no way for you to lie on it comfortably. That's fine to Tahira. How can you lie on it? It's uncomfortable. It's obviously made for Sichuch. Fine. If you put it the right way, there was room to lie in between, but it got split down the middle. You see in the picture, they cut it. No, it got cut. Okay, fine. Review the Matire. Why? Because once you cut it, the strings are going to fall out. All your threads, the lengthwise threads, are going to come apart. They're not tied anymore. They're going to come apart. The Chum say no. Even though they're not so tight, since at one end, the other end, the edge, the perimeter, they're still tied, it'll stay intact enough. When it loosens, okay, so the edge is those long lengthwise, the chassis strings. At the edges, you would make little knots, like they have at the end of your talus, okay? If you untie them on both sides, tahira. Because it's going to fall apart. This is according to everybody. Fine. Weiter. Nechle kali archam. If you cut lengthwise, but you still have 6 tefachim, which gives you 3 madonim, with 3 of those knots at the end, you're tamaya. It's still roi. Why? Why is it still roi? Why is that the shear? Because I think there's a shear. Yeah. There's a shear we're going to learn about in Perek of Zion. A machzelas is tumas medris if it has at least 6x6 tefachim. So 3 madonim is just a way of saying you have 6 tefachim. Machzelas maybe some mekabotum, but when's the mekabotum? Mishetinokiv, when you cut off the ends. That's what they say? You cut off the ends that are sticking out.
So it doesn't stick
yet. Yeah, that's the gemar malacha. That's when it's mekabel tumah. Okay. Chof aleph aleph. Okay, and again, the kovet elyon. The kovet elyon, so just to very briefly go over how the loom works.
I'm glad we don't have them today.
Well, they kind of do have them. They're just
very confusing.
Okay. Very briefly. You have the chutei shasi, the lengthwise threads that are rolled onto, one end is rolled onto the this roller, and then one end is rolled onto this roller. Okay? The way you would do looming is you have the odds, the odd numbers, 1, 3, 5, 7, etc., attached to one of these frames, and the evens attached to the other. And you constantly alternate between picking up one or the other. When you do that, you pick up one, you throw the horizontal, the areves in. Then you alternate the other one up, and you throw it again. And that's how it alternates back and forth, and you get a weave. Otherwise, it's not going to work until it gets secured. And you also have the kirus, which is that comb you use to secure it. So now, Hanugeya, the kovet elyon and the kovet tachton. When it touches, the kovet elyon and the kovet tachton. Okay, there's a discussion, which one's the elyon, which one's the tachton. It's not really so necessary for us to know for our purposes, but okay. Menirim, or nirim. Nirim are the threads that pick up and lower the chassis. Fine. That are in these frames that pick up the chassis. Keirus is that comb we spoke about that tightens it. A thread that went on top of the purple. It's a big discussion of argaman. It's purple, but we'll just say it's purple. Purple dyed thread, wool, is very expensive. Therefore, if you would make some purple pictures in your thing that you're weaving, they would cover it very temporarily with other threads to protect it and not to get dirty. Fine. Ira is a small piece, a patch, colored, they put into a baguette for beauty. Sometimes they would take him out and switch it with a different color. I don't know why you would do that. If it's going to be removed, that's referring to this Mishnah. Now the problem is, Lashon is very shver. This is Einu Asa, you're not going to end up returning it. It should be Sheinu Asa Lekaima. You're not going to leave it there long term. Yeah, that's the kasha. So what do they say? Others say, Ira is what's left over from the Arev after it's thrown through the chassis. All right. I don't know. Tahar. So Adam Tahar touches all these things. Yeah. That are Tame, I guess. What was Tame? What was Tame here? What was Tame? didn't tell us. We just talked about someone who touched it. Now, obviously, somebody's tummy. If everyone's tummy, there's not much relevance to the whole Mishnah. I'm going to get a little confused here. 1 second. They don't say. Is it in the top? Yeah, it sounds like the weave was tummy. The arig was tummy. What's the arig? The arig is the actual threads are tummy? I guess. You don't become tummy. Because they're not considered part of the what? The arig. What's the arig? Arig is the actual threads were tummy? What was tummy here? The threads can't become tummy. They're not a beged. I don't understand what was tummy here. Something was tummy. The actual what? What? I guess the actual the tool, the whole machine. So what are you saying? You're saying Kovid Elion is not part of it? Kovid Tach is not part of it? Nirim is not part of it? Kare is not part of it? So what is part of it? Oh, okay, the mission will continue. Let's keep going. It's a little confusing. Oh, okay, here. They do say. Say on the bottom here, wait a second, there's some insight here. They say like this. If he touches any of these things, he does not get tumah from the arig, and the opposite. An adam tameh who touches these things is not matame the arig. The arig is the weave. We're talking about a case where it was already big enough that it's makabel tumah. You already wove enough of it that it's makabel tumah. Uh-huh. The idea behind these things are not considered attached to the arig, to the actual... The actual beged. Fine. Benefesh ha-maseches, if you touch the Ariv threads, that has not yet gone in between the shesis. Or it's not yet been got the comb through it. Called nefesh because it goes just like a nefesh is in the body. These goes between the shasi threads. All right. The shasi ha'imid, the shasis which are suspended between the kovid elyon and tachtoin, touch those. Kafel shevir agabe argaman, piece of beged that you sewed on the argaman. Here you did a more permanent fashion than the resha. Well, the ira she also loves. You're not going to remove this ira. Tomei, want to touch one of these things? As if you touch the arig itself, and the opposite. If he's tomei, they're all tomei. The arig is tomei. These things are considered tummy to the arig even before they've been woven in, because there is a very strong attachment, and they are going to eventually become part of the arig. Fascinating. Okay. We're now going to discuss wool that is wrapped around spinning instruments. Hanugeya bitzemer sha'al ho'imo. A stick that women wrap around the wool and they spin. The ima is a stick that they wrap around the wool, the raw wool, before they spin it. It's metal or wood. It has a base kibble because they put spinning kalem on it. Even if it's wood, it's considered, it has a kibble from kabel tumah. The Mishnah teaching of these two kalim are not considered part of the wool that's attached to it. Therefore, if an adam tahor touches the wool, they remain tahor. If a person touches the wool, he remains tahor even if the kalim are tameh. They're not considered attached to the wool. The opposite, if a person touches The wool, he's tame, they don't become tame. So what are these things? You have the ema and the ashvaya. What are the ema and the ashvaya? The ema, they say something similar. You have any insight in English?
The staff?
What's the difference between an ema and ashvaya?
The ashvaya is a triangle.
Triangle?
That's what it says.
No, confused.
Triangle piece, shape distaff.
Ema, triangle shape distaff?
Distaff is just a straight stick.
Rod. Ashvaya is a distaff. Ashvaya is a triangular distaff. Okay, so take your word for it. Fine. So he's tar. It's not considered attached. However, hanogeya bapika. Okay. So when you spin wool, you have a plach. I think that's how to pronounce it. And the plach, hasn't it a kush, a long stick? On the kush, there is a ball, metal ball, with a hole inside. That ball is called the pika. The pika is attached to one of the ends of the plach. It gives weight to make sure that the plach stays straight downward, and you get a good spinning that way. I wish I could see somebody spin and understand it exactly. When they do spinning, they make the they wrap the thread around the plach, around the pika, and when they're finished spinning, they take the thread off the plach and from the pika. Mishnah is teaching us that kol zman the thread is around the pika, it's considered part of the plach. Therefore, if the plach is made out of metal and it becomes tameh, when it touches the pika, is also as if you touch the plach, because the pika is a yad of the plach. Achal opera, before he took off the thread, tameh. The pika is considered attached to the plach. Mishapera tahar. After you took off the thread, and now you see the pika, which is the ball, the pika is now going to be removed. Okay, this pika is removable? Ah, I didn't understand that. Okay, it's removable. Therefore, it's not considered yad of the plach anymore. And therefore, if the plach has tumas meis, touching the pika is not going to be tameh. Okay. There you have it, folks. Have a wonderful day.
That was a long one.
Yes, that was. I looked at it yesterday. I said,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.